that Mishkach Rabavi, Shokel Zutri, when you find Mishkach Rabavi, Shokel Zutri, Shokel Rav. Rashi Mishkach Rabavi, Pareisha Shokel, first you take the big ones. To Rihode Mishkach Zutri, then when you find small ones, Shokel, you take the small ones. Hokinami. Afagav the Riyi Gadel, Omalev Rashi, even though he said the best Raya first, in the case where the Shor is almost potter from Misa. When he found another small case, he said the second case, Apiyah Dechod. Rav Tuvia Mishmei the Rabba Amano, Heinus Amalei Bresha. First he said this, that's a less of a Chiddush. Heinus, the case where Yeshua killed Apiyah Dechod. Moshe says it's an example to a hunter, a fisherman, Shesherla Dogam in the Yam. He goes to fish, to get fish out of the Yam. The Mishkach Zutri Shokel, he takes small ones first. Mishkach Rabavi, then later when he finds big fish, Shodi Zutri, so he throws away the small one for Shokel Rabavi, then he takes the big one. It's like here also, first he said the less of a teretz is, where the Shor killed Apiyah Dechod. Okay, good, yeah, no good. Then he said a better teretz, where the Shor killed the man, but he had kavanah to kill somebody else. So the Shor Bechlal is not Chayiv Misa, so in such a case the Shor is not Chayiv Misa, there I would have thought to say, maybe the Baal HaShor has to pay Kaifa, Kamashvalon, Baal HaShor Noki, that no, still the owner is potter from paying Kaifa. Alright, we'll stop here.
This here, alright.
Here, up to Dafi, Mem Beis Amin Aleph, again. Tan Yiduch, we're not going to write it like this, that the Pesach says on top, Tan Yiduch, Baal HaShor Noki. Again, the Pesach is talking about if your shor kills a person, so it says that we have to kill the shor, and it says a lashon that Baal HaShor Noki, the Baal HaShor is Noki, free from this animal. So what are we dashing with it? Rabbi Yosef Lili Yoimer, Noki Midmei Vlodis. It means to say that the owner is potter from paying the Midmei Vlodis. In a case where your animal, like, killed or hit a pregnant lady, and she was mapul, she lost a child because of that, so the Baal HaShor is potter from paying the Dmei Vlodis. So this is the way of Yosef Lili Darshans. On this, Omolor Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said back to Yosef Lili, why do you need a posik for this? Harayuayma, the posik says clearly, Ki yinotsu anoshim, if two men are fighting, v'nogfu isha, and they hit a pregnant lady, and their nefel, she loses a child, then you have to pay Dmei Vlodis. So we dashin anoshim v'loy shvorim. The Torah is only talking about if a man does the damage, and not if oxes do the damage. So pshita, if the oxes do the damage, avada, the Baal HaShor is potter. So how could Rabbi Yosef Lili use the pasuk Baal HaShor Noki to teach us that the owner of the shor is potter, pshita is potter? So Mara says, Shapa come Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva the Chur asked a good kasha back for Rabbi Yosef Lili. So what's Pshan Rabbi Yosef Lili that he needs this pasuk of a Baal HaShor Noki to teach us that the Baal HaShor, if his shor hit a pregnant lady, that the potter from paying the Meiv Lodis. How much the child is worth? So Omar Rav Ula Bered the Rav Idi. Itzrich, no, still we need the pasuk. Itzrich, why? Because Salka Daitach Amino, I would have thought to say like this. Salka Daitach Amino, that Anoshim V'loi Shvorim. True, the pasuk says, Ki Yinotsu Anoshim, when men are fighting. And Avada, that means to say only if a man hits the pregnant lady, and not if an ox hits the pregnant lady. But I would tell you, Dafka Hadoimim Li'Anoshim, it means an ox that's like a man. What does that mean? Ma anoshim muadim, just like Odom Hamazik, he's a muad right away. Af shvorim muadim. We're talking about a shor that's a muad. If a shor ha muad hits a pregnant lady and makes her lose a child, then you're potter for paying the Meiv Lodis. But maybe I would have said ha tam mechayiv. But if the shor is only a tam, it's not like anoshim. Maybe then even the shor, the Baal HaShor, is chayiv to pay for the Meiv Lodis. Therefore, cause of Rachmana Baal HaShor Noki. That's why I need this extra pasuk. Baal HaShor Noki the potter. That even though the shor is only a tam, still the owner is potter from paying the Meiv Lodis. This the Gemara says, oh my Rava, Rava says back, it doesn't make any sense. Yetziva bi'arya v'giyura b'shmei Shemaya. It's an expression like, are you sitting on the floor and your arrows reach the Shemayim? Like, how could that be to say such a big Kiddush like this? No, it doesn't make any sense. If you're telling me now a muad, sure how muad is always more strict, you have to pay more. When it hits a pregnant lady, you're potter from paying the Dmev Lodas, so how can it be that by a time you have to pay, it doesn't make any sense? So therefore, Avada, you can't say this pshat. So we're back to the kasher. What does Rabbi Yosef need a pasuk? Baal HaShor Noki that you're potter from paying the Meiv Lodas, pshita you're potter. Elo Amar Rava. Therefore, Rava says like this. Itzrich. No, I need Rabbi Yossi's pasuk for this reason. Because Salka Daitach Amino, I would have thought to say like this. Anoshim v'loy shvar. True, the pasuk says when two men are fighting and they hit the pregnant lady, then they have to pay for the Demei Vlodis. But not if an ox hits the pregnant lady. But I would have said again, Davka Hadayim l'anoshim. Only an ox like a man. Ma anoshim awadim, just like a man is a muad right away. Ach shvarim awadim. Who are then sure that some muad also? If a sure ha muad hits the pregnant lady, and let's say she has a miscarriage because of that, then you have to pay how much the child would have been worth. And I tell you in svarav the kal v'choyim l'tam in the p'tiri. Havad is a kal v'choyim also that if you only have a sure ha tam, for sure the owner is potter from paying the demei vlodis. Hod akosav achmona, then the Torah says like this. Baal ha-shor noki. You should know the Baal ha-shor is potter from pain, which we dash in the mean to tell us, tam potter or muid chayiv. That's what I would have thought to say. In other words, without the B'yaisek Lili's drosha, I would have thought to say like this, that Baal ha-shor noki comes to teach me that only a tam is potter. V'enach nami a muid taker is chayiv. I mean, that's the way it comes out, according to B'yaisek Lili, that he dashens Baal ha-shor noki Noki midmei vlodois means tak only a tam. Only a tam takar is potter. Ve'achnami. A mu'a takar is chayiv, Magrashi says. Kosav rachmona balashar noki. Lemei mad loy dashina na noshim v'loy shvor madoim la noshim. El a tam potter. O mu'a chayiv. We don't make this rosha. Ve'achnami. We're therefore a mu'a takar is chayiv. Simar says no. Omulay abaya says back. Elu mayat is so. Ka be'boishis nami. That we should make the same type of a drosha by boishes, where an animal embarrasses a man. Does the Baal HaShor have to pay for the embarrassment or not? Like we dashin, Lado, Lagrashi brings down the Kaimalon, Shoy Roisha Bayish Potter. If your ox embarrasses somebody, the Baal HaShor is potter from paying. And we learned that the Lagrashi of an Afkalon, Michi Yinotsu Anoshim Yachtav Ishvi Yochiv, the Karavti Isham, the Katsoy says Kapo, Momadainu Boishes. That we dash over this pasuk of Chinotzu Anoshim, that only men have to pay boishes. And not if an ox hits a man or embarrasses a man, you don't have to pay boishes. So the question is, say here also, Gaboshnami Neimahochi, Tawat Anoshim Veloy Shvorim. Really the pasuk says only when two men are fighting, then you have to pay for boishes. So we should dash in, and not oxes, Hadoimim Li Anoshim, only oxes that are like a man. Ma anoshim muadim, just like by a man, it means a man that's a muad. I tell you, av shvar muadim, who are then a shvar also that's a muad. That what? That he's potter. And the kalvachayim latam and the ptiri. And really, it should be a kalvachayim that if a shor hatam embarrasses a man, that avader also you're potter from paying boishes. Hoda kosa rachmona. Then the pasuk says, bal hashor noki. That you should know the bal hashor is noki to teach us that what. Tam is potter, it's a new tour like for Tam. But a mu'ud chayiv, maybe a mu'ud should be chayiv. The same way you want to tell me, Kontav Yosek Lili, that by Demei Vlodis, when a mu'ud, a shorha mu'ud, hits the pregnant lady and she loses a child, that you have to pay for Demei Vlodis, so the same svara should apply to Boishas also. That when a shorha mu'ud embarrasses a man, the Baal HaShor should have to pay for the Demei Boishas. For the Gemara, the Chitem. Maybe you'll tell me Hochinami here also. Maybe Taka's true, Anachinami. Maybe if a Shor HaMuad embarrasses a man, the Baal HaShor would have to pay. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, listen, why don't we learn Baal HaShor Noki, that we dash in this extra postlik of the Baal HaShor is Potter. Why doesn't it say like this? We have Yosek Lili Yoyme Potter Medmei Vlodis Umi Boishes. He should have said both in one statement. That this postlik has come to teach us that we're learning now that a Shor HaTam, if your shor was a tam, you potter from paying the demei vlodis if it hit a pregnant lady, or else you potter from paying boishes if it embarrassed a man. But only tam, but not muid. So if it's not mashma like this, that we make a drosha that by demei vlodis the muid is chayiv, because we should have made the same drosha by boishes also. Ella rather abaye v'rova darmitavayu. Ella rather both abaye v'rova both say like this. This is the pshat that we make the drosha on noshim. Ain osan be isha yonshu. Halacha is by a man. If a man hits, kills the lady, so we say with dashing like this. Ain osan be isha. In the case if he hit the pregnant lady, if you don't kill the lady, you're not chayiv misa. Then you yonshu. Then if you only made her be mapul, miscarriage, lose the baby, then you have to pay for the baby. But yesh osan be isha. We always know. But if you kill the lady, the mother, So Yechayiv, a man kills the pregnant lady, so we know Yechayiv Misa for that. Then the klal is, Lo Yayonshu, you don't have to pay the money for the Dmei Vlodis. Because we say the klal of, Kom Lei B'Derab Minei. Then in the case we have a Chayiv Misa, you don't have to pay money. So that's the drasha by a man, that when there's a Chayiv Misa, then you potter. But when there's no Chayiv Misa, when you don't kill her, you only kill the baby, then you have to pay the money. On this, let's make a drasha that v'loy shvarim. This does not apply to an ox. What does that mean? Diyaf agav diyesh oson. Even in the case where the ox killed the lady, yayonshu. Maybe I would have thought to say that when the ox kills the lady, like there's no chiv misa upon the owner, so maybe then the owner should have to pay the dmei vlodus. Hodakos rachmona. Then the Torah says no. Bal hashon noki depotah. That's pshan the posti. The Baal HaShor Noki is potter for the Mevlodis. You ask the Kasha Pshita, the Baal HaShor is potter. Of course, you make a drosha only on Noshim and not Shvarim. So I'd say, maybe just the opposite. The drosha of Anoshim Bala Shvarim tells me a chiyuv. That only by a man, if he kills the lady, then he's potter from paying the money. Because come lev the Rabminei. But maybe when the Shor kills the pregnant lady and the baby, then maybe the Baal HaShor would still have to pay to the Mevlodis. That's where I need a posik, or Baal HaShor Noki, teach us now that still the Baal HaShor was supported from paying to the Mevlodis. And this only applies by the Mevlodis, not by Boishas. Maskiv lo Ravada Barava. So Ravada Barava asked the question back, Oto Biosan Talia Milsa. Do you think it's totally Biosan, Oto Biosan Talia Milsa? Is it totally if you kill her or not? Bekavona Talia Milsa. The Chur, the Yisayid of Komlei Vidrabminei, is totally if a man kills her, if the man did it b'kavona, that he has the Chiv Misa upon himself. It doesn't matter the fact that he killed her. Because if he killed her without kavona, he's potter from Misa. And then he would have to pay money. So Rashi explains that Afilu Yeshosim Bish, even in the case where he killed the Isha, still you would have to pay money. In the case of a Niskam of the Chaveroi, if you had kavona to kill somebody else and he killed her, you're potter from Misa. That's where Rav Ada holds like Rav Shimon. The Yama Masechta Sanhedrin, that Niskavan Horagazeb Horagazes Potter, Mimisa, but Yechayiv Mammon. And the second Chiddush says he doesn't know like Tana de Bechiskiya, that we once had that holds, that Chayiv Misa Shogin, you also say Kom Leib de Rab Minei. Like even in a case when you don't have the Chayiv Misa, as long as you did a Maisa Misa, you still would be Kom Leib de Rab Minei. See, he holds not like that. He holds that when are you Potter from paying the money, only if Lamaisa you have a Chiv Misa upon yourself. If you killed the Isha, you had Kavona to kill her. So then you're Chayiv Misa, then you're potter from paying the Dmei Vlodis how much a child is worth. But in the case where you didn't have Kavona to kill her, you had Kavona to kill somebody else, and by mistake you killed her, so we owe Lamaisa this person is potter from Misa. Since he's potter from Misa, in this case, he would have to pay the Dmei Vlodis. Als Mazik, he's Chayiv to pay. So that's Maskash, who says it's totally in Kavona, who says it's totally in Osun, whether you killed her or not, it's totally if you have Kavona or not. Tali Milsa. So Rashi says, V'chivan di Anoshim, Ahecha di Yeshosa Nami Yonshu, even by a man it's possible to say that he killed a pregnant lady, and still he has to pay money. In a case when he's not chayiv misa, he didn't have intentions to do it. Ishtakik, we come out to yemayit shvarim, bein b'yesh osim, bein b'shein osim. If so, that it comes out that a shor is always potter. Whether it did kill the pregnant or didn't kill her, in both cases, a shor should be potter. So if so, it's back to the kasha, bala shor noki lomali. Why do I need the posik of bala shor noki for? So Marin says, elo amar rav ada barava. Anoshim, it's like this, men, kineskav nuzel is there, has he have kavona to kill one and to kill the other person? Afagav shesh osim b'isha, even though they killed the lady, yeyonshu. Then taka, he still has to pay the money. Since he had kavona to kill somebody else, he's potter from Isa, we do not say come live the rabbi, and he has to pay the money. But kineskav nu l'isha atzma, if this man had intentions to kill this pregnant lady, lo yeyonshu. Then the law is he doesn't have to pay the money, because since he's chayiv misa, we say, come, lebed rabinei. That's the law by a man. And of this we dashin for loy shvarim. This does not apply to an ox. What does that mean? The afilo niskavna liishatzma. Even in the case when the ox had intentions to kill the pregnant lady, yayanshu. That's what I would have thought to make a drasha. That in such a case, the Baal HaShoah still has to pay to the Dmei Blodus. He has to pay to the husband how much the kid would have been worth on the market. On this, Kosar Rachmona, therefore, Torah has to tell us, no, Baal HaShoah Noki, that the owner of the Shoah's potter means the Ptiri, that he's potter for paying the Dmei Blodus. That's the Pshan of Yosef Lili, why I need a Pasuk of Baal HaShoah Noki. Because otherwise, I would have thought to say that by Shoah at all times, you have to pay the Dmei Blodus. The Mashma no, Baal HaShoah Noki, he's part of a pain to make lotus. V'chein, the same thing, ki Yossi Rav Chagi Midroim, when Rav Chagi came from Dor, from the south, Yossi came, v'yaisim asitzim v'yodi, brought a brice in his hands. Kavosa the Rav Adam Rav, like Rav Adam Rav, just said. Now that's the Pshat Nabi Yosef Lili. Good, so that's another Pshat, what we do with the Drosh of Baal HaShoah Noki, to teach us that the Baal HaShoah was always part of from paying to make lotus. Even if Yeshua killed the pregnant lady and killed the baby, you do not have to pay the Mevlodis. Now the Gemara says, Tan Yiduch. We learned in another brisa like this. Tan Yiduch, the Pasuk says, Baal HaShoah Noki. Rebbe Akiva Goymer, Noki Midimei Eved. That means in the case of Yeshua Hatam killed an Eved, you're potter from paying the money. The Baal HaShoah doesn't have to, if Yeshua is only a Tam, you're potter from paying the Mei Eved. When do you have to pay Shloshim only if it's a Muad? But if you have a Shor HaTam that killed somebody's Eved, then you're part of a pain to Shloshim. That's what the Gemara says.